Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a pleasant good morning. Oh no, that's not gonna work. Well, good. Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Wherever you are, this is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, May 21st, believe it or not, 2022. Folks, we're going to be here until high noon, from 9 until 12 in our neck of the woods. But I don't want to say a pleasant good morning to Mertrice Nisbet and Miss Barbara. Morning.
Good morning, Ivo. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Mertrice. Good morning, Ivo.
How are you guys?
Morning,
doing great.
Doing great.
Okay.
Exactly. Thank you for life, and good to know that you're up and about and all is well. But folks, as usual, before we do some housekeeping, we're going to start the show off with some blessings, and we're going to ask Sister Barbara to really do the honors this morning, to give him all the praises in the world. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Good morning. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and lead us in prayer. Father God, you are awesome and you are wonderful. We thank you, O God, for being our Father, our loving Heavenly Father, that we can come to and share our hearts and let you know how much we love you. Father, we exalt you because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for what you have done for us, dear God. And I pray as going to the show, let everything be done, dear Father, to your glory and to your honor. For within ourselves, we can do nothing. All the glory and the honor and the praise go out to you. We pray for those who are listening, dear God, who are hurting and who are happy and glad and whatever the situation is today, dear Father, we pray that you would just continue to help them to see that how much you love them and how much, Lord Jesus, that you have a great plan for their lives. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. I just want to say good morning to all the folks who are out there on the sound of my voice. I'll be your host today. Ivo Henry. And I may not be able to do the full day because we have some pretty big duties to attend to later. But nonetheless, the show would be in its entirety until 12 noon today. I'm not able to see everybody who is on. I'm trying to get myself organized, but we'll have a word from Sister Barbara right after this.
Ah, yes, God. Ooh, yes. Oh, la 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 la. Oh, Lord, yes. Was so empty. I needed someone who could take away the emptiness inside. Turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. Was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord.
Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. All I have is only you, love. Every friend I look to always let me down. I remember you promised to never leave me. I'm depending on you, Lord, to hear my call. Lord, I love you. Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you in the middle of the night. Oh, I was lost. At my door. Oh, I wonder where
yes,
you love when the devil seems to knock me on the floor. Now I see, Lord, I've got the victory. I overcome.
Not only in the middle of the night, we need you. We need you every minute, every second of the day. Well, we want to remember Mrs. Eunice Francis over there in Tallahassee, that's Southern Tallahassee as well. You know that she's going through some things, but the Lord is fully, fully, fully in charge. We're going to turn it over to Sister Barbara here. She's going to give us a word in prayer.
Okay, so you want to go ahead and give us just a short exhortation today. And we're going to be reading from Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to see that we all need God's wisdom. So, Shehir, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the table of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on our own understanding. in all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He tells us here in verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. And in verse 13, it shares here that happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. He said, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. So we see here that God, he invited Solomon to ask for whatever he wanted, whatever Solomon wanted, he asked, you know, say whatever you want, Solomon, you just ask for it. And Solomon asked God for wisdom. He wanted God to teach him exactly, you know, give him wisdom in whatever he would decide, or more than riches and honor and whatever. He just wanted wisdom. And God did give Solomon that wisdom, because only a fool, they would try to solve life problems even without God's help. That's why we ought, it's so important for us to go to God, our loving Heavenly Father, who knows all about us from the beginning to the end, as you hear me say every week on this show. He knew us from the foundation of the world. Even when we were in our mother's womb, he knew us. He knows us. He has the blueprint for our life. That's why it's so important for us to go to him for wisdom and understanding. And anytime we spend wondering about how to get out of, you know, like touchy situations, that is time wasted. God's guidance is more than sufficient for all the tests and the trials that we will ever have to face. So in order to benefit from it, we have to seek him out, just as Solomon did long ago. He asked for wisdom, and he seeked the Lord. He sought the Lord for wisdom. In this life, you know, testing him. The tests and trials, they come in all shapes and sizes. Some we do anticipate, and then others, they blindside us in the middle of a rainy afternoon. Some tests require us to endure, while others make us, you know, ready and make us wanting to know a decision right away. So regardless of the package that, you know, our test comes in, God instructs us to come to him for wisdom. So we you know, and the wisdom that only he alone knows exactly from the beginning to the end again, he knows everything. That's why we are to seek our Heavenly Father and know how much he loves us. He loves us and he cares about us. He has our best interests at heart. We can't do things in our own strength. It's not about us. It's all about him. So today, I want us to go ahead and, you know, trust God in everything. And in verse 4, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 10, he says, hear my son and receive my saying, just as we just read. He said, and the years of your life shall be many. So we want to live long and we want to have good days and long life, health and strength. He says, you know, receive my sayings. He said he has taught us in the way of wisdom. He said that he has led us in the right path. He said when you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. He said take firm hold of instructions. Do not let it go. Keep it. Wisdom is our life. And that wisdom that we will seek is the word of God. Getting in the Word of God and seeking him daily, getting his perspective, getting his mind, filling our minds with his thoughts. And the only way that we can know exactly what God thinks or the way he thinks is to get into the Word. You know, have that one-on-one time with the Lord and seek his face. So I would pray for everyone that is on my voice, no matter what the situation is today, no matter where we are, we have a loving Heavenly Father. And for those who don't know him yet as personal Lord and Savior, his arms are outstretched. Jesus Christ is the answer. His arms are outstretched. Come unto me, he said, all ye that are laden and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. We will always find rest in Christ. So I hope that everyone that's under the sound of my voice today will trust in the wisdom of God and rest in his peace.
Yeah, well, we want to give you words of inspiration. Well, folks, we're into the inspirational portion, and we go until 10 o'clock for that. At 10 o'clock, we have sports, and I think David has been summoned to bring the sport and anyone else. Last week, Leon would have come on in to add to what David had to say there. Of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliment Mr. Audley Watson. Of course, we expect to hear from Mr. Cardinal Mills, and of course, he'll have a commentary for us. We started in that vein already. At 10:45, we have none other than Dawn and Debbie. They're doing some humanitarian work over there in Antigua and Barbuda. So we'll have that spot reserved for them. And of course, at 11 o'clock, we'll have an open type light on air where we'll call in and we'll discuss the issues of the day. But along the way, we'll have a musical interlude and what have you. But inspirational songs should be uplifting. We always try to do that. The words that come out of our mouth during this session, especially, we want it to be inspirational. And with that, we oftentimes bring Matrice on board to tell us what's happening in and around her neck of the woods and a report on Mama Bobsey. So Matrice, what's taking place in your neck of the woods? Something to inspire us? And of course, an update on Mama Bobsey.
Good morning once again.
In my
neck of the woods, we are sunny, but, you know, barely clear. We are 64 degrees, and we are going to be fighting some real heat this weekend. We got out of the cold about yesterday, because yesterday was chilly. But today, we are going to have some severe heat. Today, Saturday, and tomorrow, Sunday. And then on the next Monday, we'll go back to the normal weather pattern. So we are thankful for all these changes, and we shall embrace to the best of our ability. On Mother Bobsey's side, she's doing well, thank you, and she hasn't returned yet, so she's off enjoying life. Thank God for that.
Yes, indeed. Well, you said the heat will be on today. Well, summer starts next month. It goes until September. So probably you're going to be having an early summer. You know, in Florida, we enjoy, say, at least 11 and a half months of summer. We have a few cold days that, you know, comes through. But we still give thanks. That's why it's doomed, sunny South Florida.
Okay.
Well, give our regards to Mama Bobsey and to your entire household. Hope you're holding on the fort. And with that, I hope you're going to enjoy it. Yes. Well, not only hold on the fort, you can hold on the fort, the 5th and the 6th. We know you're good like that.
Yes,
so again,
hold the fort.
Again, say good morning. Yes. I want to say good day to each and everyone. And, of course, we're here every Saturday morning, and it's a continuation from the cricket show. So with that, enjoy this one. I always enjoy this song.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. Got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley when things go wrong. He'll make them right.
Yes, indeed, it's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Believe it or not.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes it home. So
everyone knows that's just a shadow of the version that I like from Fiel Thorn. I'm going to have to summon Lynn to get me some of those songs from Fiel Thorn, especially The Candle. That's my very, very favorite version of The Candle. So I'll get with him, and I know you folks would want to hear that version also. Well, let's get another one from Lyndon. From Linda Randall, what do we have here? Wait, hold on. Thank you. Whatever it is, hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. Folks, we're getting very, very close to the end of our inspirational portion. At the top of the hour, we will be having sports internationally, regionally, and locally. So stand by for that. Oh, how I love Jesus Christ. Thrillers will be singing for you. Again, we take it from the top, we'll take it from the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Oh, I love Jesus. And with that, we are coming very, very, very close to the end of our inspirational portion. And, I got to blow off my screen here. Where did it go? But let's go ahead and just start this one. Okay.
I must tell Jesus.
us alone.
Folks, yes, here's where we are ending the inspirational portion this morning. We're standing by for sports. So we are going to rally around the West Indies. You know, cricket is being played over there in TNT. At this time, the West Indies sport of cricket is ongoing. So let's just introduce the theme song, Rally Around the West Indies. Oh, good morning, David. And I think we have David. We're going to rally around the West Indies and rally around David Maitland. Good morning, David.
Yeah, good morning, Iva. And Cardinal, Martrice. Good morning to the listeners everywhere they are in the world. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. I'd like to say to the listeners, welcome to the Saturday Morning Show Sport Edition. And we will try to bring you up what's happening here internationally and locally. And we're going to start with what's happening locally. And we will start with U.S. cricket that is in a turmoil right now. There is lawsuits, recognition, and things that is flying around with U.S. cricket. So right now they are in a topsy-turvy right now for things that is happening there. And as far as cricket and they're the governing body for cricket in the U.S. So as you know, another set of the directors resigned as of yesterday. So they have about 3 vacant spots there. Plus, you know, the chairman already had resigned earlier. So they're in a whirlwind, and there's a lawsuit there, discrimination lawsuit against them. Now, on Thursday, the MAC-T10 started in Central Broad Regional Park, which is the cricket mecca here. That is what's taking place there. I don't have scores and highlights in that game. And Ivor can bring you that later because he's strongly involved there. So that is what happened there. Now, for local cricket, we have a number of games starting Sunday. We have the Gold Coast Cricket League, South Florida Cricket Alliance, and South Florida Premier League combined leagues going off. I have 4 of those games that is will be taking place. So yeah, Florida Cricket Academy versus Strikers at Sports Park. That game starts at 10 o'clock. And they have South India versus Miami Land at Sports Park, and that game starts at 1:30. You'll have also so for the U.S. Cricket Academy versus Ambassador Matt Brown, that is at 10, and then Atlantic versus Cabin International Matt Brown, that starts at 1:30. Those are some of the games that I have that will take place locally. We also move over to the NBA, where the Miami Heat lost to Boston Celtics 127-102. That series is tied at 1-1. And the Comeback Cats, which is the Florida Panthers, they're down 2-0 to the defending champion, Tampa Bay Lightning. So they got a lot of comeback to do, and I think that's when they need to earn their name, the Comeback Cats. I'm coming back from this series that they're down at present. Also, we will move on to the IPL. We'll take the EPL, which is in for a championship week this Sunday coming, the final set of matches will be played on Sunday. About 10 matches will be played on Sunday. And these matches will decide the champion of the league, which is let me get my bearings here for a minute, the Ivor. But Man City versus Aston Villa Man City is now presently, they had a 14-point lead starting in January. And it's now dwindled down to one between them and Liverpool. They're leading Liverpool by 1 point. So if Man City loses tomorrow and Liverpool win, then they would be the champion. You know, if Man City win or they draw their game and Liverpool draw their game, then Man City will be the winner there by 1 point. So Liverpool will be playing Wolves. This is a chance for Liverpool also to win their third championship and vying for a fourth when they played Real Madrid. They beat Chelsea for a second time in the on penalty kicks in the FA Cup final. So this team is teetering on their heads. They beat them by penalty in their first match, the Carabao Cup, and now they come back and win on penalty the FA Cup final. So, you know, as I said, Sunday is a day where teams will be relegated and team will win the championship. So it's making for a fine Sunday. So on Sunday, you'd have Crystal Palace versus Man U, Manchester United, that's it. Chelsea versus Watford, Brentford versus Leeds, Man City versus Villa, Brighton versus West Ham, Arsenal versus Everton, Leicester City versus Southampton, Newcastle, and Norwich City versus Tottenham, and Liverpool versus Wolves. So all eyes tomorrow would be on the Man City Aston Villa game and the Liverpool Wolves game to see where the championship goes. Now, turning to the IPL, Super Kings my Rajasthan Royal defeated tonight Super King. Yesterday, Super Kings batted first. They made 150 for six with Mohan Halley was going great guns there. He made 93 from 57 balls. And MS Dhoni got 26, bowling for Rajasthan. Obi McCoy, he got 2 for 20. And Canal got 2 for 26. And the Royals, but they make 151 for 5. It's Jassy Wall getting 59 from 44 ball. And as what Ian Bisham called him, Mr. Utility. Referred as Ashwin, he got 40 knockout from 23 balls. And he also got a wicket there, and he ended up with the man of the match. Peter Lansky getting 2 for 20. Now, interestingly, today's match between Mumbai Indians and Delhi Capital would decide which one of these teams get into the playoff and which will be out. If Mumbai can beat Delhi, then Delhi is out, and the top four would be Uttar Titans, Rajasthan Royal, Super Giants, RCB. So there you have it. The test match between Sri Lanka versus Bangladesh ending a draw, with Sri Lanka getting 397 and their matches getting 199, the Jamal getting 66 and Kimmich is getting 56 and O'Fernando getting 36. Hassan, that's N. Hassan, got in 605. And I, the names I mean that may have something wrong there. I'll double check on that. But Hassan get in. Can't read my own handwriting either. I'm getting 6405 and Shakib Alhassan getting 3 for 60. In Bangladesh Party, they make 465. Tamim Iqbal getting 133. M. Rahim getting 105. M. Hassan Joy getting 133, and Linton Das getting 88, and bowling for Sri Lanka, K. Rajia getting 4 for 60, and A. Fernando getting 3 for 72. Sri Lanka, the second turn, the batting getting 260 for 6. D. Karatne getting 52. Mendes getting 48. Equella getting 61 at all. And so Tamil Islam was the main bowler there. That second and get 4 for 80. West Indies, turning to West Indies, the 4-day championship. Guyana and Barbados. Barbados trailed by 180 runs. Guyana make 460 for 70 clear. Barbados is 266 and 40 without loss. And the second day, that's day 3 of this game here. We have Leewards. Trinidad needs 320. 316 to win. And we're in day 3. Leewards made 357 and 241 for 70 clear. Trinidad 140 and 143 for 6. Trinidad North America, you can say goodbye to this game. They might as well not turn up today, but this is cricket. Overall at 360 before we get in and then. So we still have to go out and play the game. Now, Trinidad and Jamaica versus Windward. Jamaica, Windward make 137. Jamaica reply with 346. And can you see if Jamaica batted first in this game, you know? I'm not 100% sure. Let me see if I can pull up some stats and that game to see if Jamaica had batted first in that match. Now, Windward batted first. They made 137. So they thought Mindley, he had 5 for 20. And Gordon get 4 for 43. And Jamaica batted. They made 346. Brandon King getting 119 at all. Merchant getting 58. John Campbell getting 48. Love getting 36. And Jermaine Blackwood getting 26. With Aldane Thomas getting 20 also. So a couple of people get some starts but did not carry on. Campbell, Love, Blackwood. Those are, and even I think this is Captain Palmer also at 15 didn't carry on. So, you know, bowling for Leewards. Preston Maswee getting 4 for 96. Josh Thomas getting 3 for 56. And Sherman Lewis getting 2 for 65. When Unwell batted in the second, they could only muster 195. With Devon Arts getting 63. Devon Smith getting 34. And Karen McCoy, Patoy getting 21. So those are the main scores. There are a couple of 17s and stuff like that. Bowling for Jamaica, Deval Green getting 5 for 45. And Jamie Merchant getting 5 for 72. So that gives Jamaica victory there. So that's just what's happening there in cricket, internationally and locally. So as I said, today, IPL match is a very interesting match for these teams, DC and RCB. You know, people will be looking, and tomorrow in the EPL, so we're having some very interesting things going on there into both IPL and EPL. So that's it for cities that's happening internationally and locally. Just go back to the U.S. and cricket that they start in, I think, the 28th. I have to go and research that next week. I'll bring it, but they should be in the spring of some international matches that they have, some level 2 matches that they have playing up there in Texas. Most are grown to be exact. When you have the only sanctioned ground in the U.S. here in Fort Lauderdale, and they choose to take it to Texas to play. So there's some politics. And also, they have a deal with a company called Ace, that they are only getting 5% of whatever revenue is generated, and Ace get 95%. I don't know who sit and make a deal like that either, but that's maybe why they're in such a turmoil, because that was a real bad deal that you have a company made, whatever sponsorship, broadcast, flights, game proceeds and things like that, they get 95% of it. I don't know how you can make a deal. So that's just some of the things that is happening with them there. And that's what happened when you literally came and tore away and bamboozled the legitimate organization that was here for cricket. Come and put your stooges in place. That's what happened with cricket. So I just wanted to say that. Okay,
that's a state of affairs. But David, we want to thank you for, of course, coming through and bringing you the sports. But tomorrow, folks, you're going to get it all in details over on the cricket show from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Leon Francis will be hosting that show. So tune in to the blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow and you'll get it all in full force. That's when the heavyweights get in. The likes of Dennis, McKenzie, Patel, Virgil Francis, Audley Watson, and, of course, you two can be a part of that show. It's 515-605-9850. Tomorrow, you will be up front and center from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. So, again, David, we want to thank you for that. And we're going to have Cardinal coming through here shortly. But let's bring him in with a song. Let's just let him march on in here with Buffalo Soldier. Survivor, I mean it. Yes, indeed, Buffalo Soldier, and we're bringing in another soldier here. We're going to welcome Mr. Cardinal Mills, and he's co-host of the show. He's going to be hosting the show for the rest of the week, I can tell you that, because I'm going to be headed to the Broward County Stadium in the beautiful city of Lauderdale. Virgil would be happy to hear that. The cricket is ongoing at this point, but I would have done the first portion, give it a leg up, and I'm going to be turning it over to Mr. Cardinal Mills. So, Cardinal, I know you're going to come on in to probably greet your fans, and you have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date to contend with. And, of course, we know the ladies coming just down to dead at 10:45, and you'll take it along the way. So, welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, Mr. Cardinal Mills, by way of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Good morning, David. And, you know, good morning to everyone, wherever you are around the world. And you know, I got to start off by greeting the special fans, the one who keep us going, the one who tell us how well we're doing, how well we're not doing, how well we should be doing. So I'm going to start off with the people up in New York and say good morning and welcome to Mertris, Ina. I know I heard Mertris earlier this morning. Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babzinit. Yeah, we understand Lady Babzinit is not hanging around in New York, but that's where she's stationed. Whether she can travel the world from there, she's still a New Yorker. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin. And I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Carnival is over, yeah. And I don't know what you're doing now. You might be twiddling your thumbs. But I sent Irma something this morning that should have cheered her up and give her some smiles a little bit. I sent her a painting of the old Whitehall School. That's where we get our first taste of miseducation. The old Whitehall School, I'm sure she recognized that picture. It's a perfect depiction of what it looked like when we walked through those doors. Good morning, Irma. I hope you enjoy the picture. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette over there in St. Kitts, and she and her travails. And we're still wondering if she had healed the political conflicts that's going on over there. Well, you know, Lynette is a warrior, you know. And somehow she probably can get... Nobody call up Lynette to tell them to get down and sit down and talk to each other. I wonder if she's involved in that. I got to go ask her that. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning to the people over there in Nevis, in particular to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff at 2020 Vision Radio, and particularly to Carmen Ladysley Griffin. They are now, it's in the summer, the sun is shining, a lot of breeze blowing here in the Caribbean, and the Nevisions are looking forward to Culturama. They are going to have Culturama this year. And speaking of Culturama, I kind of bypassed the Virgin Islands a bit, because here in St. Croix, at the end of this month, as a matter of fact, next weekend, we are going to get our first taste of the agriculture fair since the COVID pandemic. Well, I've heard a lot of people say it's going to be too crowded. I'm not going. You know, we don't know where COVID is yet. But I'm sure it's going to be well attended. Let me go across to UK and say good morning to Omel. She doesn't have anything to worry about, but she won't be able to attend the agriculture fair either. But Omel is going to be enjoying that Liverpool win that David told us about this morning. David, you know, you got it. You got it this time. I won't tell Omel what you did last week, but I'm sure she's happy to hear you announce Liverpool win, and she's gearing up for Liverpool's triumph over Real Madrid. Good morning, Omel. Good morning to all the fans over there in the UK. I'm going to come across the tunnel now and say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Marva Jones, good morning. My favorite celebrity, Tiffany. A little brother, Malik. Little sister, Tanaya. I call him little because they're younger than her. All of them will be sleeping out. Good morning to you. I hope you're enjoying the show. Have a great date with us today. I'm going to say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is, our little musical messenger out of St. Kitts. And we got to say, brother, we hope you're doing okay. We know that you're going to the channel. I'm sure, you know, you had someone send out the prayer for you this morning. Hope that works. Anyway, give us a buzz when you have the opportunity and time. I'm going to go on down to the southwest where I'm going to say good morning to Cutner. That is Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you the way it comes to you down there in the southwest by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. I'm hoping Cutner is keeping abreast of the Leeward Islands. I should say the Leeward Islands as they're performing in the regional first class tournament. Can no Cutner go on to pick the next West Indies team? Good morning, Cutner. Give us a buzz, man, when you get a chance. Let me step on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Nick, Barbara, and Yvette, listening to us over there in Georgia. And I'm telling that they're getting us loud and clear. They're enjoying the moment. Good morning to you all, and you can enjoy this day with us as well. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne, wherever she is. I wonder if she can come to St. Croix to enjoy the... Oh, no, she's not going to want to do that, because she might be scared of getting COVID, too. Anyway, I'm going to let her know. While she's floating around the world, we're having an agriculture fair here on St. Croix. She can drop in at any time that she wants. Good morning, Yvonne. Love you, sis. Hope that everything is working out okay. And I'm going to say good morning to our latest fan. Comes to you as a fan by way of the Inspirational Hour, Kathleen. Good morning to you. Hoping that you're having a great day with us today as well. With that said, I gotta say to me now, I've turned over the reins to me this morning. He's going to be attending his cricket tournament that's happening up there in the beautiful city of Lauderhill, according to Virgil. And I'm sure I'm supposing that I'm saying beautiful well enough to meet Virgil's approval. So again, I say, enjoy the fun over there in the 10-10 tournament in the beautiful city of Lauderhill, Ivor. And we're going to try to hold the fort as well as we can. Big shoes to fill, but I'm going to stuff some paper and make my foot look good in them. How about that? So hopefully I can have a great lineup for you this morning. And I can give you a show as good as Ivor would have given it. Okay. Now, as I was saying, as Ivor left off, he talked about the Buffalo Soldiers. That's me. And I particularly like the representation. If you know your history, you would know where I'm coming from. You wouldn't have to ask me, who the hell do I think I am? Because I'm the same one, the same Buffalo Soldier who make it possible for you to enjoy a comfortable life here on this continent. So dare not ask me again, who the hell do I think I am? Okay, that said, let me Let me give you something to think about. Telling us where we're going to be, down by the river. And now, let me just give you a dose of what history has said for us for today. Compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Yeah, today is the 141st day of the year 2022. Wow, it's moving along rapidly, isn't it? Okay, so it's the birthday of J.J. Ferris, Australian, another Australian Jack Lyons, another Australian Kit Raymond, and a fourth Australian Keith Rigg. Out of England, Monty Lynch, Isatara Guha, Harry Smith, and Arthur Carr. Out of South Africa, Paul Winslow. Out of Pakistan, Liaquat Ali Khan. Out of the USA, Srini Santhanam. Aurelia Cotta, where I just hardly get this info. The mother of Julius Caesar, Aurelia Cotta, was born on this date in 120 BCE, before the Common Era. Elizabeth Fry, English prisoner reformer, social reformer, also was born on this day. She was a Quaker minister. She was born around 1780. Armand Hammer, and if you can't say Armand Hammer, just say Arm and Hammer. Actually, American millionaire and industrialist, he was born around 1989. You still use his product, like baking soda. You like that, right? Thomas Fats Waller was born today. He's an American, African-American jazz pianist and organist and composer. Raymond Burr, Canadian-American actor. You remember that Perry Mason series? Yeah, that's him. He was born in 1917. Andrei Sakharov, the Russian nuclear scientist who was an advocate against nuclear weapons. Is that a turnaround or what? See, I know about these things, but I don't like them. I've studied these things, but we still got them going. Malcolm Fraser, the former Australian Prime Minister, his birthday is today. He was Prime Minister of Australia between 1975 and 1983, and he was born in 1930. African-American actor Mr. T, Pity the Fool. You remember him from Rocky 3 and the 18, Mr. T. Today is also the birthday of the infamous or famous Jeffrey Dahmer. You remember that guy who used to kill and eat people? Yeah, that's him, Jeffrey Dahmer. He was born in 1960. He was that young in Milwaukee. Today is the birthday of Ricky Williams, the American College and Football Hall of Famer. Won the Heisman Trophy in 1998 from the University of Texas. Al Franken, the comedian and Saturday Night Live actor turned politician. Chris Benoit, Canadian actor and wrestler. He died in 2007. In 1281, remember we heard a snippet about this guy called Kublai Khan? Well, he in 1281, he carried out the second invasion of Japan, which began with an attack on Tsushima Island, but he was met with fierce resistance and had to withdraw. In Francisco de Bobadilla was appointed in 1499, was appointed the governor of the Indies by the Spanish to succeed Christopher Columbus. In 1683, the West Indian Company sells one-third of Suriname. How could you sell what you don't own? But they did it anyway. In 1819, the first bicycle, which were called swift walkers in the U.S., were introduced in New York City. In 1881, American Red Cross was founded by Clara Barton. In 1891, Australian boxer Peter Jackson and future world heavyweight champion Jim Corbett fight a no contest in 61 rounds in California. Wow, they were so had such passion for the fighting. In 1901, the first American horror movie and silent film, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, premieres in Chicago. In 1910, Louis Botha becomes the first Prime Minister of the Union of South Africa. In 1918, the U.S. House of Representatives passes an amendment allowing women to vote. 1918. In 1920, Mexican President Venustiano Carranza is executed by army generals after fleeing an armed rebellion in Mexico. In 1927, aviator Charles Lindbergh in his aircraft called the Spirit of St. Louis lands in Paris after the first solo air crossing of the Atlantic. historical event. In 1932, after flying for 17 hours from Newfoundland, Amelia Earhart lands near Londonderry, Northern Ireland, becoming the first transatlantic solo flight by a woman. In 1941, the SS Robin Moore becomes the first U.S. ship sunk by a U-boat, that's a submarine, during World War II. In 1943, the fastest nine-inning baseball night game lasted 89 minutes. The Chicago White Sox visiting the Boston, the Washington Senators won it 1-0. In 1960, Leontine Price becomes the first African-American to sing the lead at Teatro alla Scala in Milan. In 1966, Muhammad Ali knocks out Henry Cooper of Britain in the sixth round to retain his heavyweight boxing title. Oh, yeah, we remember that. I think West Indies was playing in England around about the same time. In 1971, Marvin Gaye, on his 11th album, What's Going On, is released and is considered the best album of all times by all critics surveyed, including the Rolling Stone magazine. In 1977, Stevie Wonderful Wonder, his single Sir Duke, a tribute to Duke Ellington and other musical influences. In 1981, François Mitterrand becomes the 21st president of France. In 1981, reggae musician and superstar Bob Marley receives a Jamaican state funeral. In 1991, Ethiopia's president, Haile Mariam, resigns. In 1997, 24th Daytime Emmy Award presentation, and Susan Lucci loses for the 17th time. I wonder if she was bent back for the 18th. In 2003, an earthquake hits northern Algeria, killing more than 2,000 people. Those are your birthdays, events, and historical notes for today, May 21st, 2022. Yeah, anybody got a birthday to talk about? Call me in and let me know. For now, I'm going to play something that is requested by one of our favorite callers. Let me just give me a chance to clear it up here.
Love
even though you hurt me so, girl, I can't forget it. If I'm a man, I'd let you go. It's no use trying to hang on to a love already gone. Only a fool breaks his own heart. Only a fool breaks his own heart.
Yeah, that was the Mighty Sparrow from the early days of being Slinger Francisco. Last week, you know, I spoke to you about Marcus Garvey, and I intended to give you a kind of view of what his experience had been. Because as far as I'm concerned, if there are five people in the history of the human experience that deserve the title of great leader, one of them is Marcus Garvey. And the other one that I know is Dr. Fidel Castro. So, you know, the contrast here, though, is that Castro was able to lead a revolution and transformed a formerly colonized territory into a people, into an independent people. He had done before, but it was not really sustained. The people who supported the leader of that. The difference with Marcus Garvey is that even though he was able to transform quite a few mindsets, even into the 21st century, his life was cut short because of the challenges that he encountered on his way to establish the liberation and independence of African people. I know of another fellow who suffered kind of like the same thing, but he didn't get to live as much, as long as Marcus Garvey. Another one of African ancestry. And people run around this world and call him, today they call him Jesus Christ. But anyway, let me tell you something about the timeline of Marcus Garvey. He was, like I said last week, was born on August 17th, 1887. Okay? And in 1900, at 13 years old, he begins an apprenticeship at his godfather's printing business in St. Anne's Bay. By 1906, he left St. Anne's Bay and moves to Kingston, where he's employed with a bigger printing shop, P.A. Benjamin Manufacturing Company. And his mother relocates there with him. Mind you, at this time he's just 19. In 1908, Marcus Garvey's mother dies at the age of 56 in Kingston, 2 years after he got to Kingston. By 1910, Garvey begins to travel, first of all, to Central America and South America. His first exit from Jamaica, he lived in Costa Rica for several months at Port Limon. And there is where he began his first daily newspaper, La Nación, The Nation. And he resided in Panama and edits a tri-weekly newspaper by 1911. Then he returns to Jamaica in 1912. During this time, he travels throughout the Caribbean. And in 1913, he published his first article on the British West Indies in the Mirror of Civilization, a history of making by colonial Negroes. It's published in the African Times and the Orient Review magazine. That's based on his observation of what's going on in the Caribbean with respect to European colonialism. By December 10th to January 14th, Garvey visited Europe. He went to Paris, Madrid, Boulogne, Monte Carlo, and other European cities. By mid-January of 1914, he returns to London via Scotland and attends classes at Berwick College. By August of that year, he published a pamphlet called A Talk with Afro-West Indians, The Negro Race and Its Problems. Now, this is close to the war that was called the Second World War. But by September 8th of 1914, Garvey writes a letter to Booker T. Washington, the founder of the Tuskegee Institute, and asks him for support. Washington writes back and invites Garvey to visit Tuskegee. But by November 14th of that year, Booker T. Washington died. By November 14th of 1915, Booker T. Washington died. On March of 1916, Garvey leaves Jamaica aboard the ship Talak and arrives in New York. He stayed, he was penniless, he was broke, but he stayed with a Jamaican family and worked at a printery. And in April 25th of that year, he visits W.E.B. Du Bois, the editor of the Crisis magazine. And by May 9th, Garvey holds his first public lecture in the U.S. at St. Mark's Church Hall in New York. Now, while he was working at the printery, he was also doing these street corner lectures. You know, like what you have on, Lenox Avenue? You know, Malcolm X Boulevard? He was holding these public little public platforms while he was working at the printery. By May of that year, May and June of that year, he began a 38-state, year-long tour of speaking engagements that took him all across America. Hold on again for that one. In 1917, a lot of race riots were staged across the United States, and one of them of particular note was one in East St. Louis. Garvey delivers an address, which he called The Conspiracy of the East St. Louis Riot. And by this time, going into 1918, he established the first chapter of the UNIA, United Negro Improvement Association, and it publishes its first constitution and the book of laws made for the government of that organization. By August 17th of that year, the first issue of the Negro World, the official organ of the UNIA, is published. And the following year, 1919, began W.E. Du Bois' Pan-Africanist Congress that was organized in Paris. That, you know, the fact that, that I was organized in Paris rather than in Africa or one of the local states where black people gathered, you know, it became a little suspicious, but Garvey became suspicious of that move. There on in, he and Du Bois did not get along very well, because by this time, Garvey was met with resentment because of the massive kind of organization that he was doing. Other people became kind of jealous of him. By July 12th of that year, the Bureau of Investigation, that is the predecessor to the FBI, requested that its New York office put out all forward to its headquarters in Washington all of its information that they had collected on Garvey. And when Garvey held a meeting on August 25th of that year, 1919, at Carnegie Hall in New York to promote the sale of stock for the ships that he was getting ready to purchase, the Black Star Line. On the 29th, that happens on the 25th, on the 29th, Garvey is arraigned before the Court of General Sessions and committed briefly to the Tombs Prison in New York. He is released after paying a bail of $3,000. That was a lot of money in those days. That was like a $100,000 bail for today, you know, just for having meetings. The British Colonial Secretary on September 10th of that year authorizes the West Indian government, I shouldn't even say authorizes, ordered West Indian governments to introduce legislation to suppress the Negro World and other publications that they called seditious. I'm talking about here now the resistance to a people's liberation coming from among the people themselves and orchestrated by their colonizers. By September 15th, the Bureau of Investigation, that's the FBI, instructs its New York division that it wishes to establish sufficient evidence against Garvey to warrant his deportation. But by September 17th, the Black Star Line signs a contract. The company signs a contract to purchase its first ship and called it the Frederick Douglass. They bought that ship for $165,000. Here, black people were financing their own transportation. But with the goal of deportating Garvey firmly in mind, J. Edgar Hoover writes a memo suggesting that investigators pursue the idea of prosecuting Garvey for fraud in connection with the Black Star Line activities. And 3 days later, Garvey was shot and wounded in an assassination attempt by a man by the name of George Tyler. On October 15th, the next day, Tyler commits suicide while in jail. Was it suicide, or was Tyler set up to shoot Marcus Garvey? No, Tyler, of course, was a black man. November 5th, the plans to float a second ship for the Black Star Line, and this ship was called the Phyllis Wheatley. Okay? Between 1919 and 1921, the Attorney General of the United States, a man by the name of Mitchell Palmer, instituted what was known as the Palmer Raids, monitoring the actions of people perceived to be foreign radicals. And at the center of this was Marcus Garvey, of course. And J. Edgar Hoover was appointed Palmer's assistant. Okay. In January 17th of 1920, the Phillies Weekly leaves New York Harbor for Havana, Cuba, carrying a cargo of whiskey. But the ship found sinking 101 miles outside of New York Harbor, and it was assisted by the Coast Guard. What was that? Everyone suspected sabotage, and sabotage by people within Garvey's organization. And so there began now rumors of dissension among the Black Star Line and UNIA officers. And these are reported in the New York News. On February 3rd, the U.S. government seizes the cargo from the Phillies Weekly. On August 31st and August 1st and 31st of that year, the UNIAA holds its first international convention of the Negro peoples of the world at Madison Square Garden and schedules a massive parade in Harlem. During this convention, the UNIAA adopts a sign of a declaration of the Negro peoples of the world, adopts a national flag with the colors of red, black, and green, and elects officials for its provincial government. Garvey himself is elected its first provincial president of Africa. James Easton, a Philadelphia minister, is named leader of the American Negroes. Between August and September, Garvey is indicted of charges of criminal libel, and the government investigates ways to deport him. In October, Garvey announces a $2 million liberation construction loan meant to repatriate black people to Africa. In 1921 of January, Garvey delivers an address at Liberty Hall and talked about Du Bois and his escapades. On May 11th of that year, J. Edgar Hoover submits a brief to the Department of State, the State Department, about Garvey's activities in the U.S. Here, in 1921, remember, August of that year, the riots erupted in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and burned out what we know today as Black Wall Street. The UNIA and its Secretary General are charged with the misappropriation of funds by the U.S. government. And the FBI requests that the Internal Revenue investigate Garvey and the UNIA. In 1922, the Negro World newspaper is confiscated, yes, the Negro World newspaper is confiscated and dissolved. By January 12th of the following year, Garvey is arrested for fraudulent use of the mails. He's held on a $2,500 bond. The end of that being that Garvey was indicted, tried, and convicted. And despite strong protest from the black community about the fallacy of the trial, the arrest, the trial and conviction, Garvey was deported from the United States. Even Malcolm X's father in 1927, Earl Little, was a strong follower of Marcus Garvey, appeals to President Calvin Coolidge for Garvey's release. But all Coolidge did was to commute his sentence. But this time, other people were creating splinter groups of the UNIA in other parts of the United States. They were also met with resistance. So in 1927, after his conviction, after his sentence was commuted, Garvey was switched to a prison in Atlanta, I should say Louisiana, in preparation for his deportation. He was deported from the United States in 1927. He gave a farewell address from the deck of the SS Saramaca as he was being deported from the U.S., never to return. He came back to Jamaica, stayed there for a while, and then migrated back to England. He suffered a stroke in January 20th of 1940. He suffers a cerebral hemorrhage, which make him paralyzed on his right side. He suffered a second stroke on July 10th, after he suffered on July 10th, and finally died in 1940. So that's the kind of timeline of the kind of resistance that was presented to the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. And so we can see that the attempt, that the resistance to black liberation has been powerful within community for years now, and it continues. So it is.
Liberator of my people in South Africa. Then so be it, Mr. Copper. I owe no apology. Interviewing Nelson Mandela on a TV show. Ted Copper was the interviewer.
I want you to know.
He wanted Mandela to condemn Muammar Gaddafi, Fidel Castro, Yasser Arafat, like they on TV. Mandela said, these people helped me when apartheid was on the rise. I get with them out of necessity, so I do not apologize. You're here, though it pleased me to see the people suffering, but
chains of bondage have been placed on my head.
My rest. I've been tortured and suffered.
for my color.
It is part of me.
I'm wearing it bravely with honor.
Pride and dignity.
How can I say sorry for a birthright made proud by my forefathers? A skin that bends with the darkness of night yet distinguishes me from others. There were times I knew because of it. Tears of sorrow had filled my eyes. But the Lord made me free in spirit, and I do not apologize.
You're here.
You scratch your head and continue complaining that
chains of bondage have been placed on my head.
To him be my progress. And then he said,
thorns and thistles have been laid on my head.
To curtail my rest. They subject me to gross inhumanity,
brutality, hostility.
But no matter how rough their tactics be,
I will never apologize for my identity.
Personally,
I have done no wrong,
and what I have endured physically
have made me more strong.
How could I be ashamed of a mind that refuses to be twisted? A heart as warm as the morning sunshine, a character so gifted with these trials and tribulations. I am fulfilling destiny in my quest for emancipation. I owe no apology.
You hear?
Sit down, Davey. My share of pain and misery.
It was ghastly, downright nasty.
They try hard, but they fail miserably.
Cause I never apologize for my identity.
My culture,
for it suits me fine.
The folklore of all my ancestors
makes me feel sublime.
I am not repentant, but for music that expresses how I feel. These sweet melodies come from deep in my soul, enriching all my ideals. You say the rhythm does give me courage, and the lyrics does make me wise. So in spite of all the advantage, I do not apologize.
You hear?
People suffering, but
chains of bondage have been placed on my head
to impede my progress. And then he said,
thorns and thistles have been laid on my head
to curtail my rest. Their exercises were in futility.
That's when they gave me psychotherapy.
But they surrendered while I am shouting victory.
Cause I never apologize for my identity.
Yes.
And that's the way it is. Have I paralyzed you, Mr. Cobble?
Okay, we've got Lynette queued up. Good morning, Lynette.
Hello, good morning, good morning. Well, I'm excellent, doing good. It's nice and hot here. A bit too hot for me, but braving it. I saw when you called me out this morning, you said I'm a warrior, but that's not a bad word. I hope people didn't think that bad. That's a bad word. That's a great word.
Well, That depends on what I mean by it. And somebody can ask me, what do I mean? Because
okay.
Any term
and I will
or any
tell
word
you.
Can...
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I looked it up. And it says, a brave or experienced soldier or fighter.
Okay.
That's a good word.
It's a good word. So I'm glad the way you heard it, you heard a good word. You didn't hear someone saying something negative about Lynette.
Oh, no.
I
like those strong words because I want to be
there
a strong woman. I don't want to be a weak woman. So I like strong words. It's okay.
Okay. Now we are waiting for the appearance of Dawn and Debbie, and they're doing some great work over there in Antigua through their organization. And they're kind of like doing something that I really admire, even though personally I think there should be something ahead of us besides charity that can really address these problems. And sometimes some of our great artists tell us what our obligation is. And so I'm going to introduce one of them. Here is it. Mr. Michael Jackson. That's what Debbie and Dawn are trying to do.
About the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Today, much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you'll feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place.
Better.
Yes. Can we heal us? Can we heal the world? Can we really make it a better place? Lynette, what's going on over there in the beautiful country of St. Kitts Nevis? I know there was some turmoil that was happening with respect to the government ministers. What's the latest on that score?
Well, the latest is everything is quiet, but the latest is just the political upheaval.
Okay.
You're supposed to be going into an election, which cannot go past August 8th. So we are awaiting the Prime Minister to announce the election.
Okay.
Now, this is one of the things that they campaign on and promise that when they go in there, they will put a fixed date for the election, and they were into the second term and that didn't happen. So we still have to wait for the Prime Minister to take the date out of his back pocket, as we would say here. So that's it now. So all the different, we now have three full parties, the PLP. They seem to be running in all the 8 constituencies. The PAM is running in the 8 constituencies, and also Labour. So we have all 3 parties in all 8 constituencies. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you have the constituencies in Nevis that are going
right.
to be contested.
You have the CCM and the NRP.
Over there.
Right,
okay.
3 seats over
now,
there. So.
Right. Oh, okay.
The CCM is supposed
what,
to be
what,
launching theirs tonight, their candidates tonight.
Oh. What is the impact on this? I know that the music festival is coming up soon, and the Culturama is coming up as well. Those two are annual festivals, which were being
right.
suspended because of the COVID pandemic.
Of COVID. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure are on people's mind. You want to get out and play.
Yeah.
I mean, even though there's some concern about the gatherings and what's the impact it's going to be with respect to COVID infections. It seems as if St. Martin in their carnival, you know, they went out okay. And it seems as if St. Thomas carnival, we have survived that. We're looking forward to the food fair next weekend here in St. Croix. And maybe after that, we'll be looking for carnival in St. Croix. What impact is the political upheaval having on the occurrence of these events? First of all, the music festival, and secondly, Culturama.
Well, I think that's still going to happen because these things were planned ahead of the falling out. So,
okay,
I am sure it's still going to happen because they already announced the lineup for the 3 nights. So nobody has come back and said that they've pulled it back. So I assume it will go along. It will go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But our COVID numbers have gone up in the last 2 weeks. I think we had the last count was, what, 52? 26 in Nevis. 26 and 25 on the island. In total, I think it's 51 or 52, somewhere there. So in the last 2 weeks, we up to 50. So I don't know. I don't know if that will have any impact as well, but I don't think the election will have any impact. I mean, this has to go on. It's international ads that will be coming in.
I'm thinking in terms of people usually politicize, you know, these things to advance their goals, whatever those goals may be. Someone saying,
I don't think it's going to be that like that for the young people. Is the young people going to these functions, eh? And
okay.
young people don't care who keeping it, they're going.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's mainly
well,
young people that go to these things.
Hopefully it keeps... Hopefully there'll be no upheaval and it would... You know, give us a testing ground to see whether we can go on and keep having gatherings and, you know, because those gatherings...
Well, they've been having political meetings and stuff like that, so...
Right.
They've been having political meetings, and I'm sure it's going to go, they're going to get even warmer as the days go by and get closer to the date that, whatever date is called. So I don't know.
Yeah, these activities are usually, stress relievers for people living in these areas.
Exactly.
So I'm
exactly.
hoping that it comes off and give people a sigh of relief and kind of ease the tension.
I think it will.
As I wait for Dawn and Debbie, who I'm expecting in about 2 or 3 minutes, let me just, compliment them with this one from the Wailers. That is in reference to what they are trying to do. So as I wait from them, you get it. Give a listen.
Okay.
Watch your hands do. It's your own eyes and seen. So won't you judge your actions? Make sure the results are clean. It's your own conscience that is gonna remind you that it's your heart and nobody else's that is gonna judge. Be not selfish in your doing. Pass it on. Your brother in their need, pass it on.
That was Pass It On. I'm still waiting for Debbie and Dawn. I'm not sure if they are held up somehow. But in the meantime, I can offer some more music on what they are trying to address.
until they come on in. Hear me again. Boom. I'm not seeing a call from Dawn and Debbie yet, but I'm still gonna, you know, hope that they call in and get a little moment to announce their charity work. But in the meantime, I'm gonna continue to play you some tunes that are related to the kind of work that they're doing, what they're trying to accomplish in terms of what they have to deal with and address. We all need some of that. We need that healing. We need that taking care of things to make things a little better. So let's hope that we will hear from them at some point.
it's past the moment that they usually come in, and I know that there's a possibility that they might have gotten held up somehow or somewhere. So let's give a tribute to them themselves and kind of thank them for the work they're doing by saying this.
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Help, and we know that you know, attempts to repair these discomforting situations, we've got a lot of work to do. Many rivers to cross.
Many rivers to cross, Cardinal.
Yeah, we didn't meet here from Dawn or Debbie this morning. We hope that everything is okay with them. But hopefully I was able to make a selection of musical presentations that, you know.
Can you hear me, Cardinals?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, have a little break here. And I know that just about 2 minutes away from closing. So we want to say thank you for holding the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. I made my way here to the beautiful city of Lauderhill where cricket is being played. And you're right in on getting super over. I came and I called it, and for the first, we're having a super over. But onto the show, Dawn and Debbie, they did not come this morning. Their numbers, they normally come at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah. I did not see them in this morning.
Yeah, I think 845 number. But we'll apologize to the listeners for not hearing from Dawn and Debbie this morning. But we know they're doing that humanitarian work over there in Antigua and Barbuda for the less fortunate ones. So we're going to still ask you to lend your support to the organization. And perhaps we're going to... Let me send the word here that they can maybe make it up on the cricket show tomorrow at 6 until 9. That show will be aired from 6 until 9 tomorrow. It's blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. So Debbie and Dawn, if you're listening in, because I know they're onto the Caribbean Global Voices, we're asking them to just go ahead and make your contribution on the cricket show.
Colonel, you take it away. For the viewers who are online, we want to say thank you. I know you would have gone, but those who are online, they would be able to still hear you as you come to your closing moments. Thanks again, Brother Cardinal.
Well, Giles, I'm hoping that the listeners would have been satisfied. You know, big shoes to fill. They weren't dragging too much. But as time goes by, yeah, Lynette laughs. As time goes by.
But I heard you this morning saying you have some big shoes to fill my shoes, that you have to use some stuffing. But I have a very small, I have small feet. And
if
the saying goes, exactly, because they say when you measure the size of the feet, ladies look no further.
Okay. All right. Well, Lynette, just say your goodbyes, and Iva.
Yes. Well, I enjoyed the show. I listened from the beginning, and I must say that the show did not drop out once on the streaming. The streaming went all the way to now.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. And Cardinal, you did a good job.
Thank you.
You know the song, I did it my way? Okay, that's what's
weird. Thank you. I wouldn't
you
get
gotta do it your way. You can't do it the Iva way. You have to do it Cardinal's way.
Thank you.
I just
want
to say morning to Cam. Kathleen, I know you're listening and laughing too. Yeah, but I enjoy the show.
Okay.
I enjoy the show.
Well, I'm hoping that all the other listeners did. We will close out here, and I'll be right back here with you next week, Saturday, for another edition of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, coming to you from the platform of the Caribbean Global Voices. Until then, have a great week. So long.